Okay, so let's come into a sense of whole body. Let's particularly become interested in the boundary of the body, so the skin, the organ of the skin. And the skin is very diaphanous, so it's nearly transparent. It's remarkable in the fetus. The baby's almost see-through. Let's see if we can get a sense of that. A sense of new. Yeah. A sense of new skin, new body, and growth. The skin is bathed in amniotic fluid. So you have a fluid surround which pretty much neutralizes gravity. So the baby is growing without gravity, in a way, without too much gravity, free from the encumbrances of gravitational force. So you should, when you come into this space, i.e. the biosphere, there should be a very nice sense of support and floating, and there's a kind of buffer around you to the outside world. So let's be interested in the edge of that fluid surround, the amnion itself. That is a kind of outer skin which you have a relationship to. It was part of you. It kind of still is. And I'd like you to point your hands towards your umbilicus so that it starts to be stimulated. So the hands are off the body. And you might want to have them close or far away, or that might change as you start to stimulate what was, i.e. there was an umbilical cord. And there's a imprinting here within us. So there's a memory of this. That's what we're appealing to. Maybe you can get a sense of the internal structures, because the umbilicus doesn't kind of stop. The cord doesn't kind of stop at the umbilicus. It kind of hooks in to the vascular system. So see if you can open up to a sense of your veins and arteries. It's an extension of your vascular system. You can forget that. So, to that extent, there is a relationship between the umbilical cord and the heart. I'll be just quiet for a minute, just let that mature. So let's open up to a coming in of nutrients, to a moving into your system from the placenta of oxygenated blood. See if your system's okay with accepting that. So there's a stream of nutrients coming into you. Let's be interested in the reciprocal movement. So I want you to turn your hands and look them out towards the placenta, or where the placenta might be or would have been. So you're starting to shift and focus on a outgoing movement through the length of the cord towards the placenta. I'd like you to see if you can get a sense of the placenta as a quality, as something out there, something beyond yourself, beyond the amnion. And see how that's how your system responds, what comes to you. Let's shift again. Let's see if we can get a sense of both movements. So I'd like you to use one of your hands, it could be left or right hand, and change that so it's now pointing at your umbilicus. So one hand's looking away, one's looking towards the umbilicus, and I want you to see if you can get a sense of the movement out and the movement in, and perhaps a sense of this spiral. Could be an image, could be a sense of a energy that's twisty, that's turning. Or you might not get the spiral, that's okay. As you setting that intention up, just monitoring your physiology, what's going on with your heart and diaphragm, how's your gut responding, how's the movement through the whole body. And really, what does the potency feel like here? There's a very powerful health available. And really, is there any shock? Let's stay with that for a minute. And I want us to get interested in palpating our umbilicus. I want us to check in with the physical now. So I want you to bring your fingers into your umbilicus and just touch around there or into the umbilicus, very light contact, cranial contact. We're touching, and I want us to just let the umbilicus show itself, and let's see how all those ligaments are doing behind the abdominal wall. Yeah, so the teres ligament up into the falciform, and those median ligaments which are further down in towards the inguinal area. So that's the remnants of the old system. Let's see how things are behind the umbilicus. So I'd like you to put one hand on the umbilicus, palmar surface, and one at the back, around L3, it could be the back of your hand. Let's be interested in how the spine, the gut, and the umbilicus relate as a AP series of relationships. And let's stay with that just for a minute. So the whole exercise is an assessment. That's fine, just slowly letting the contact dissolve and just shifting back to the room, letting the whole thing complete.